online at golfdiscountstl.com.
When was the last time you searched for yourself online? I did, and in less than 5 minutes, I couldn't believe the amount of private information that could be found and bought by anyone. Information like my children's name, my political and religious views, my relatives and birth date, and even photos of my house. I felt so violated, and I wanted to do something to protect myself. So I got a free online identity diagnosis at 123deleteme.com. 123DeleteMe.com removed more of my information from more sites more thoroughly than anyone else. Plus, they send me a report every few months so I can see exactly where my information is and what's been deleted. I feel good knowing my information isn't out there for identity thieves or anyone else looking to get their hands on it. Your personal information is yours, so protect it. Take the first step now by learning how to delete your information today. For your free online identity diagnosis, go to 123DeleteMe.com. That's 123DeleteMe.com.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
minstrel cramps.
Oh, I hate that.
So can you sing up?
I hate that.
Because that's your voice?
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Rend Lake Golf Resort. And you're thinking, I don't play golf. Hang on, there's a whole lot more over in Franklin County than just a beautiful 27-hole golf course, as if that weren't enough. So much more to talk about, and we have some things to share with you that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet that you may not have been aware of. And they're only 90, all of it's only 90 miles from downtown St. Louis. An easy day trip, but you're probably going to want to go back and stay more.
Hey!
Let's tell you who we are, our control board operators, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor on a regular basis, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to each of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks. Today's Peon's boob report, maybe. We're trying to maybe get this started.
Okay.
Just for the guys out there that are like the breast like I do.
A breast with Peon.
Keeping abreast with Peon.
Sophia Vergara in GQ Magazine. Enough said.
I've seen it. Enough said. Thank you. That was worth waiting for. It really was. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Rat Boy is trying to launch.
What?
He's thinking about opening his own restaurant.
Oh.
Called Just What?
Cheese.
Just Cheese.
Hmm. Oh.
What are you going to serve? Just what?
Cheese.
Just cheese. I don't think so. I don't think anybody wants to go just have cheese.
How long did it take you to come up with that name, Rat Boy?
Wow.
You'd have to have crackers or something.
Yeah, something.
That's not going to work. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yeah. You're the greatest. So let's talk about what's waiting for you 90 miles from St. Louis. Rend Lake Golf Resort, Franklin County. First of all, let's just start with Rend Lake. A 19,000-acre lake. I know, that's a big lake.
Oh.
13 miles long and 3 miles wide. They have two large, beautiful public beaches. This, by the way, is one of the biggest lakes in the Midwest. They have pontoon boat rentals. If you're going to rent a boat, that's the only boat to rent,
yep,
to me.
Oh,
pontoon
a
boat.
A pleasure boat,
the
yeah.
Best.
Just
a... They have a full-service marina at the lake. Voted, get this, one of the 7 wonders of Illinois.
Hey.
I don't know what the other 6 wonders are. I'll bet you 3 or 4 of them are in Chicago. But it's one of the 7. They have a Southern Illinois Artisans Center where everything in there is made by people from Illinois. All the artists, all the craftsmen, everything made by Illinois people. And it hosts an art and wine festival every September. I've been to this art and wine festival. It's tremendous. And it's usually a beautiful time of the year over there, too. Pheasant Hollow Winery, they hold special events such as murder mystery dinners and outdoor wine tasting with bands. They have guided horseback riding and stables. Fun park with go-kart track and mini golf. I didn't even know about the go-kart track.
Wow.
This must be new. I got to go back because I haven't done that. It is the biggest golf resort in Illinois. I'll bet you didn't know that. Well, it is. 27 holes, but a big 27 holes. It's a tournament-quality course. Bent grass greens. Now, I don't know much about golf grass, but I know that people who really know how to play, they go, you know, they got bent grass greens. Or they'll say zoysia or whatever. I don't know. But for those of you who know, they have bent grass greens. They do have zoysia fairways. I know this about zoysia. In the winter, it looks like straw.
Mm-hmm.
It,
yeah.
It turns white. It's really weird, but boy, is it beautiful and plush right now. There are 5 lakes on the course if you like a challenge. There's plenty of challenges there. And the people who go there are stunned because this is one of those discoveries. You go, I had no idea there was something like this 90 miles from St. Louis. You know, you take a group, everybody can have their own room, either a lodge room or one of the condos. A whole group can stay in a 3-bedroom condo. They also have 2-bedroom condos. They get up in the morning, get on a golf cart, ride over to the restaurant and have breakfast. Or go to your room, grab your clubs, and drive over to the driving range. It's all there. And then in addition to all the things we just mentioned, you have banquet facilities, outdoor pool, jacuzzi, bike trail. It's a great place to spend a day or 3 days. We haven't even touched on the tremendous trap and shooting facility over there. It's all part of the Rend Lake Golf Resort compound, if you want to call it that. Acres and acres. And of course, again, a huge 19,000-acre lake. If you want to find out more, and I hope you will, go to rendlakeresort.com. That's rendlakeresort.com. Okay, night before last. Big drama at my house. Laughter, verge of tears, almost throwing up, combination of emotions.
that's a good combo.
Let me tell you how it started. Last time we were in California, my dad lives in San Diego. Last time we were in California, let's go back to November of last year. November of last year, we had a family outing. We can only get my sons, my daughter, me, my wife, all together like twice a year for a couple of days because they're in the restaurant business and they can't both be gone very long. So it's kind of a big deal. So last November, we all met in Vegas and we had a blast. We're there, 2 or 3 days. I went to a slot machine. Actually, it was video poker before a show. And I happened to hit a royal flush, a dollar hand. So it's $4,000. I get $4,000. We go to dinner after the show, and I sit down and I hand out money to everybody. I gave my kids money, and I gave my wife $1,000 cash. I said, if I don't give most of this to you guys, I'll end up giving it back. So later on, I actually hit another little jackpot, and I gave my wife some more cash. So she now has this little fund of like $1,600. Not a little fund, pretty big fund. And since there was no real big 40th anniversary gift, because last June was our 40th anniversary, and there was no big gift, we didn't get each other anything, I said, you know what, you take that money and you get... Women need to get their own stuff, okay? Because you get... it's going to be wrong if you mm-hmm. get it, you know? It's just... let them do it. So this last... now, keep in mind, she's got this rat hole sort of not-so-secret...
Jeez!
I'm sorry, rat boy. Not-so-secret fund. Last time we're out there, she went into a store, a really nice jewelry store, and when she came back from being in that store, she said to me, I found the most beautiful watch, and I bought it for myself with that money that I've been saving. She said it was $1,500. Wait till you see it. I said, well, where is it? She said they're going to send it when we get back to St. Louis, because they only had one, and they had to get it from another store. So they're going to get it and they're going to ship it. She said it should be here. Well, she actually called me Tuesday, and she said, did anything get delivered to the house? And I said, yes, the FedEx truck came here, and there's a box. I thought it was more of her vitamins and junk. She buys this protein powders and vitamins and stuff, but apparently not. I didn't open it. I don't open her stuff. I said, it's on the kitchen table. And that's all. She didn't say, well, I know what it is. She just said, oh, great. She came home, and she says, this is my watch. You're going to love it, because she knows I like watches. So we open the box, and it's a Breitling. Breitling is a, for those who don't know, it's a high-end watch. It's and by the way, a $1,500 watch to almost anybody is a really nice watch. Let's face it. Most people pay $30 for a watch. But as soon as I saw it, because I know a thing or two about watches, I said, what did you pay for this watch? She said, $1,500. And I said, no. I said, this is not a $1,500 watch. I said, this watch, this may be about the most spectacular watch I've ever seen. I said, that's a diamond bezel. And she says, no. She says, no, it was $1,500. You weren't there. And she starts to kind of get a little bit nasty right. with me. Yeah. And I was there, and I saw the price tag, and it's $1,500. So an hour or two goes by, and I went in, I took another look at this watch, and I thought, there's something wrong. There's just something wrong here. Either this is fraud, and this is a counterfeit watch, or there's no way that watch is $1,500. Well, now you know how they do. They start to get mad.
Huff.
Right, you keep questioning her.
Yeah. I said, that this something is wrong.
And she's thinking, well, you think I'm stupid or what?
Exactly.
Right.
And she has that tone. Well, apparently, you don't think I'm capable of buying my own watch? She said, I know how much money I had. I had the $1,600. The watch was $1,500. And they shipped it to me. She says, you know, I've got the receipt. It was in the box. I saw it when I opened the box. There was a receipt laying there. And I said, I'm going to tell you right now what I think happened. And I said, and I'm not kidding. I said, I'm going to guess you misread the tag. She's not a great, how should I put this without getting a divorce? She doesn't pay as close attention
to
prices as she should sometimes. I said, I'm going to guess you misread the tag. I'll bet you that's a $15,000 watch. She says, well, that is ridiculous. She says, I'll just get the receipt. She goes over and pulls the receipt out. And this is the moment when her face, there's a look people get if they see a dead body, if they're about to have a heart attack. It was, in fact, $15,000. I said, how?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, that's exactly what I said. How in this world could you? I said, how'd you pay for this? Well, this is the other good part. Busted. I said,
busted. You took your little fund. There's no way you took your little fund and that's my charge.
And I said, oh. I said, how could you sign the charge thing? One, how could you look at the tag? I didn't have my glasses on, my reading glasses. And I said, what? Because see, let me tell you something. Women, when they're in certain situations, like with a clerk, sometimes they don't want to put their reading glasses on. I make them look older or something. So I said, walk me through what happened here.
And those, I've seen those tags on jewelry and stuff. Yeah. It's real
and tiny, small, tiny
numbers,
little jewelry tag. I said, tell me exactly, how did this, let's start from the beginning. What happened? She said, well, I was in there just looking around, and this girl behind the counter had this watch on, and I said, oh, wow, what a beautiful watch. How much is it? And she said, 15.
And that's all she said?
Yeah, and I said, and you didn't say 100, 1,000? She said, no, I just assumed 1,500. I said, so then you looked at the tag and you saw 15 and a couple of zeros and you didn't really notice that there were three zeros behind it. And I said, and then how could you sign the thing, the charge? Well, I need my glasses on.
Now
she's about to cry
and
vomit. She's about to throw up and cry because she knows she has charged a $15,000 watch. She says, I'm going to be sick. And I said, well, no, I'm going to be sicker. And she says, now what? I said, what? It goes back. Well, now there's the whole embarrassment factor. You bought something you had no business buying. And so I said, look, we got the receipt, and on the back of it, it said, any merchandise exchanged or returned has to be returned within 10 days. She actually had bought it 7 days.
Oh.
Just made it. Now, she makes me email the sales gal at the store. I have to do it, saying we're returning, it's coming FedEx, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what did you call? I said, because I told her, I said, you call this gal and you tell her that watch is coming back. So she did. And after the end of the day, day before yesterday, I said, what did you tell? Because I told her, I said, just tell the gal you made a mistake. I said, just tell her you didn't have your glasses on. You misread the tag. It happens. I'm going to tell you right now what I think she told this gal. I think she said, my husband threw a fit, and he went crazy, and he won't let me have it because we can't abide by my. I guarantee I was the bad guy.
Oh, story. Sure.
Because she kept talking about how embarrassed she was. So I'm pretty sure I'm the bad guy here.
Now, one of my favorite parts of the story is your daughter's reaction.
The whole time, my daughter is laughing so loud at this. She can't stop laughing. And that made it even worse. And three times my wife said, I'm about to throw up. She said, I'm going to throw up. I'm so sick right now, I'm about to throw up. So we shot off the, she called the gal. I sent her an email. We FedExed the thing back with insurance for $15,000. And I got an email back from the lady saying, you know, I'm so sorry that this didn't work. I'm sure she thought, wow, you pathetic losers buying things you can't afford. What's the matter with you?
But why would she say, is it typical that they would say, how much is that watch?
Yes.
Oh, 15.
Yes. In a store like that.
Yeah.
I just say 15.
In that kind of store. Look, when we were in Vegas, I went into Caesar's Palace, and one of these, there's a guard at the door, you know, those kind of stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked at a couple of watches. I like watches. I remember asking, I said, how much is that? He said, 56. 56,000.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't 5,600. But then she said, I said, first of all, I told her, I said, let me just help you out with something. Breitling does not make a $1,500 watch. They don't make one that cheap. Well, how am I supposed to know that? I don't know anything about watches. I'm telling you, man, it was. But when she pulled that out, well, I'll just show you the receipt. She pulled it out and then just that look, I knew. I knew right then, 15 grand.
She had her reading glasses on then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it was high drama. So FedEx says that the watch was supposed to be delivered to the store 4:30 California time, which would be 2 hours. What are they, where are they right now? Right now it's 3:30.
It'd be 6:30 so our time.
In the next hour, I hope to get a confirmation that that thing is back in that store. Man. But you know what? I got to say, I felt bad for her because that is a sick, sick feeling. I when you have done something and you didn't know you did it and you real. Now, here,
wait
this,
a minute,
here,
wait
my,
a
my daughter
wait
says, though, hang on. My daughter says, this would have been the worst thing. If I hadn't kept hammering away at something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong. We wouldn't have known until we got the charge bill, the charge card bill, and then the 10 days is up.
Yeah.
Now you're really screwed.
Hey, honey.
But wait a minute. You don't feel too sorry for her now. You said that she had the money on her.
I told her last night, I said, by the way, you're busted because you didn't pay for it with your rat hole fund. You charged it thinking I just
forget about it.
Pay the charge bill, yeah. Not notice, and then you still keep your money. So I saw through that, too. So I'll tell you, folks.
It's hell being married.
Gentlemen, there's so much you have to learn to watch out for when you get married. They don't teach you this in school. I don't care if you've got a PhD. There is no course that you can take to prepare you for this kind of thing.
But you know that sick feeling when you're adamant about something. Oh, no, it was $1,500. No, no.
And she was. Well, you just don't think I'm capable of buying my own watch. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, buddy. Mm. Now I have to go home tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Let me tell you something. It was a gorgeous watch. It's the most beautiful watch I've ever seen. I should have taken, but you know what? A picture, some things, a picture won't do it justice.
Right.
You got to get
need a
this
really
thing
good
in
camera
the light.
And right light.
And holy mackerel, was this watch beautiful! It was spectacular. A lady sent me a joke, and I sent her an email back, and I said, I know this joke. I said, but my version is different than your version, slightly. And I told her I thought I'd use her version. I changed my mind. I'm going to go back. Hope you don't mind. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. I'm going to go and use my version. Same joke, though. Guy is very self-conscious, and he won't go out a lot with people or socialize because his eyes bug out. I mean, they bug way out. I mean, more than Billy Joel, more than Tori Spelling.
Whoa.
I mean, bug out, like popped almost out of their sockets. And he's contemplating suicide. That's how miserable he is. He wears sunglasses everywhere. So he finally goes to a specialist, and he says, I want a battery of tests run, and I want to see what's causing my eyes to bug out like this, and if there's anything we can do to get them to go back in, because I can't live like this. So they run all kinds of tests. He's there for 5 days. And doctor comes in and says, sit down. I want to talk to you. He says, we've run every kind of test we could possibly run, and there's only one conclusion we've come up with, and that is, and this is going to sound strange, and this is so rare, but from what we can tell, what we did is we took special equipment and we measured the impulses that are being sent to the back of your eyeballs, pushing them out. And we traced those nerve endings, those signals being sent, we traced them back to your testicles. And for some weird reason, there's some kind of something going on and a pressure of your testicles against your pelvic bone, and I'm not sure why, but that's what's causing your eyes to bug out. And the guy says, well, what do we do? He says, we'll cut your testicles off. He says, well, that's castration. He said, that's right. But I'm convinced, based on everything we've seen, that if we cut your testicles off, we castrate you, your eyes will settle. I don't know if it'll take a day or two, but I think they'll settle back in and you'll look normal again. And the guy says, man, I do not want to have my testicles cut off. He says, well, do you want to be a bug-eyed guy for the rest of your life? He said, no, let's do it. Let's just go for it. So they do the operation and they cut off his testicles. Within 24 hours, while he's in recovery, his eyes settle back into their sockets. He's not bug-eyed anymore.
Wow.
Doctor says, I want to hand you a mirror. I think you're going to be very happy with what you see. And he looks in there. He's ecstatic. He jumps up. He's dancing around. I'm not a bug-eyed guy anymore. But he doesn't have any testicles. Doesn't matter. He's not bug-eyed. So he gets discharged. He runs out. To celebrate his new look and his new life, he buys himself a convertible. He is going to reinvent himself. No longer does he have to be self-conscious, being a bug-eyed guy. So part of this whole the new me thing is he goes into a tailor. He says, I want to completely, I got a new convertible sitting out there. I want a whole new wardrobe. I want to dress like a good-looking guy who's not bug-eyed. The tailor said, I'll fix you right up. So he starts, he measures him for beautiful suits, sport coats, slacks. He gets the finest Italian shoes, new expensive socks, tie, belts, the whole deal. And the tailor says, well, if you're going to go all the way with this, how about new underwear? You're going to do it all? We have some fine imported underwear. He said, I wear tidy whities. I like those, you know, those old man. He said, we have those. But we have them the finest made in the world. He said, now, yeah, let's do that too. So the tailor says, okay, let's see, 35, here we go, 38s. Try these on. And the guy says, no. I've been wearing tidy whities my whole life. I don't wear 38s. I wear 32. The tailor said, well, I beg your pardon. I just measured you completely for all your clothing. And, sir, you're a 38 in the tidy whitey department. He says, I've worn 32s since I was a kid. And I've never gone to a bigger size. The tailor says, well, that's ridiculous. If you did that, your eyes would bug out.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. So is it still pretty bad out there, Tim?
Yeah, it's pretty slow almost everywhere you look. Right now we've got an accident westbound 70 at Madison that's blocking a lane, and you're backed up through the depressed section to the Poplar Street Bridge. Slow again on westbound 70, 170 through Cypress, the Earth City Expressway to the Boone Bridge, and stop goes Zumbel through TRQs. Westbound 4064, that's still the same. It's slow from Grand through McCausland, from Clayton Warson, well, a little closer to Lindbergh now, out through Mason, but then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. You've got some slow to stop and go pockets there. Southbound 27, and that's jamming up from, looks like a little north of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that was slow from McDonald through New Florissant. Also a little pocket between Old Halls Ferry and 367. But the folks coming in from Illinois on westbound 270, you've got that work that's going on the canal bridge that has the right lane down, and traffic is backed up to 203. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. A Garmin newbie personal navigator has a bright, easy-to-see touchscreen, easy-to-hear speaker, and most include lifetime map updates. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, this is John Goodman. I spend most of my time away from my home here in St. Louis, but I found a terrific way to keep up with what's happening. I tap the app, the KTRS app that I downloaded to my phone so I can keep up with McGraw, Steve Cochran, Frank and the Gang, and Sports Night. For me, it's a little bit of home.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550. No matter where in the world you are.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com?
Right now at Forest Keeling Nursery, 1 gallon Missouri-grown native perennials are just $4 for $10.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
Fans, this is Kyle McClellan. Growing up in St. Louis, I follow the Cardinals just like you. Now I'm wearing the birds on the bat, and I'm able to say I'm a world champion. On Saturday, May 12th, we face the Braves. All fans will take home a world champion lapel pin courtesy of AT&T. Again, that's Saturday, May 12th. These tickets won't last long. Get yours at Cardinals.com.
Nine up, nine down with two strikeouts for McClellan.
This is Cards manager Mike Matheny. We appreciate your great support. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Oh, yeah, David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7.
Fans, this is Cardinals third baseman David Freeze. On May 13th, we take on the Atlanta Braves, and that Sunday you can take home my bobblehead. I won a World Series ring, 2 series MVPs, and now I have my own bobblehead day. The World Series was special, but my own bobblehead day? Priceless. Again, that's Sunday, May 13th, when we take on the Atlanta Braves. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a night. What an evening of baseball.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Have you seen the new assisted living in the heart of Webster Groves? Provision Living is nearing completion and accepting deposits now for assisted living or memory care apartments. Provision Living takes an individual approach to every one of their residents, working with them and their families to find just the right level of assistance. With simple month-to-month rental, you can live at Provision Living without the need for an expensive buy-in. Call them today at 314-918-7300 or visit WebsterGrovesAssistedLiving.com for more information. Provision Living, 45 East Lockwood, across from Webster Groves City Hall.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
Fact or myth? People drive from St. Louis to Godfrey to go to dentistry with TLC. Hi, I'm Dr. Anna Smith, owner of Dentistry with TLC in Godfrey. This statement is true. Dentistry with TLC is the only dental office in the St. Louis area providing fast braces. Fast braces have redesigned the way braces work and allow for children and adults to safely have straight teeth in just 3 months to about a year. This shortened treatment time requires fewer visits to the dentist. Fast braces start at just $29.99. People from all around the St. Louis area find dentistry with TLC to be worth the drive. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., offer payment plans to everyone, accept most insurances but don't require any insurance. We provide all types of dentistry from cosmetic, surgical, and laser dentistry to dentures, root canals, and implants. Learn more at dentistrywithtlc.com.
Come see what your smile can be at Dentistry with TLC.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on jumbo 6-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. A $3 savings and definitely more spring per dollar. Their bigger root systems grab hold and grow faster. Great for flower beds or large containers. And they'll accent your budget beautifully. Turn on the color and the compliments with jumbo 6-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-5536 in Illinois.
This just in, the watch arrived back in California at 10 o'clock this morning. You know, that's FedEx. That's an incredible outfit. It really is. You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We send something out Tuesday. Late Tuesday. Boom. 10 o'clock this morning it's there. Let's go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. Courtesy of Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home. ThompsonPrice.com. Be a good place to find out more. Here is Mike Evans. It's a nice sound you're making. How you doing?
How about them St. Louis Blues and
well, the LA Kings?
Better,
they need to do something tonight.
The Kings?
No, the Blues.
Oh, the Blues.
No, the Blues.
Like the Kings, huh?
No, we hate them.
How could we? We're in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You still, don't be hateful, homie.
We're not hateful. Well, don't be sensitive.
Wow, that was a good start.
He's drinking, he gets sensitive.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the unlikely celebrity that is a hockey nut. Probably loves the Kings. I don't know, maybe not. Goes to a lot of Stanley Cup games. Ba-ba-wa-wa. Ugh. Betty White.
Yeah.
Or Snooki.
Ugh.
Two new reality shows to tell you about. First, American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow and Mary J. Blige are teaming up looking for new talent. The new show is called Opening Act.
Oh, my goodness. Another one?
And the winner of The Opening Act will be the opening act of a big name on the Las Vegas Strip. This is interesting. All contestants must audition via YouTube or the internet. That's the only way. If they like what they see, they bring you on, you go on the show. That's the only way that you can audition, YouTube or the internet.
Well, you know what? I think that makes it a lot more doable for people who don't have the money to travel.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Act of genius. Naomi Campbell's got a new reality show. Yeah, I figured as much. She's looking for the most beautiful women in America. It's called The Face. You like that one?
No, I'm sick of all these shows.
Oh, and what's the...
Don't be a hater, homie.
Have you heard the newest one, Duets, with...
Yes.
I told you about that a month ago.
With Kelly Clarkson.
Did you see the commercial, though? The promo for it? There's a Randy Jackson lookalike and a Simon Cowell lookalike in it?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
TV news, CBS is having a change of heart. I hear it's very possible that CSI Miami and CSI New York may get a reprieve. Both these shows were canceled about a month ago. It looks like there's a chance, at least, that they're going to be coming back. I don't like CSI Miami.
I have to tell you, I've never seen any CSI show.
No, I haven't.
Not
well, they're
one.
Very, very good. They're
I'm
very
sure
well
they are.
Written. They're very good. Simon Cowell is getting closer to naming Britney Spears as a judge. And Gwen Stefani as the new backstage host of The X Factor.
Wow.
Hey, anybody in the studio, don't be hateful now, Franco. TV sidebars, anybody watch Pawn Stars?
I've watched it.
I've seen it.
I've watched it once.
I haven't seen it for a couple months, but I used to watch it all the time.
Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Richard Harris, the real old man on Pawn Stars, and his son, you know, the bald-headed guy, Rick?
Yeah.
They're being sued by a 62-year-old Vietnam disabled veteran who says that they jumped him, choked him, and then threw him out of the store out in the street in traffic.
Whoa!
What? Yeah. Whoa. The cameras didn't catch that. I didn't see that episode. Man.
Well, I bet they have 15 cameras around that building, so...
I would imagine so. Probably not turned on, though, if it's criminalizing them. this is unbelievable. Ryan Seacrest has another job.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest will be doing interviews on election night and doing election results in November, election night for NBC TV.
When does that guy sleep? How does he juggle all this?
I can hear it now. Ladies and gentlemen, your American president after these words.
Oh, my gosh.
Ryan also selling his $15 million Hollywood Hills home that he bought from Kevin Costner. Needs a bigger place, looking at a $20 million Malibu beachfront pad.
A
let's
bigger
go in,
place.
Let's go in together and get there.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Sports Shorts, Mike Tyson. His one-man show in Las Vegas is doing so well that it will get a two-week run on Broadway.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. Good reviews.
A-R.
No.
A-M-R-O-A-D. Broadway.
Wow.
And see if you can ferret this out. What do you think both boxing champions Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao's favorite sport is?
Well, that's just a shot in the dark. It could
it
be anything.
It
soccer.
Is. Soccer.
It could be pool, darts. It could be
basketball.
You know, fishing.
Cockfighting.
Are you serious?
Cockfighting.
Hmm.
Cockfighting is like a national pastime in the Philippines. But Floyd Mayweather says that
Hey, Peon, can we edit out cock? Can you edit that out? Just sort of sound like fighting?
Yes.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather says this is his favorite sport. He likes to go watch the cockfighting.
Oh,
fighting.
That's nice.
Isn't it illegal everywhere
illegal.
In the country?
Yeah. Amazing. And finally, goes by too fast for me, Franco.
Yep, I speak for the world.
Name the name of the unlikely celebrity that's really into hockey. A nut goes to a lot of Stanley Cup games. Baba, Wawa, Betty White, or Snooki.
Dana.
Barbara Walters.
Man, I was going to say Snooki. I'm going to go with Betty White.
Barbara Walters.
I'm going to go Snook.
Big fan of the New Jersey Devils. It's Snooki.
Told you.
Mike Kevin Lava, Hollywood on the scene of a burn down.
What the heck? The reason I didn't think it was Betty White is, at 90, she doesn't want to go out at night to stuff like a basketball. I mean,
yeah.
Well, and then he said she might be a big fan
hockey.
Of the L.A. Kings, so I thought it had to be somebody in California.
Yeah, that's Snooki. We got to take a break so we can come back and do an official goodbye. Don't go anywhere. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Dina. They're still working with that accident. It's on westbound 70. It's actually right at Branch Street, and that has only the right shoulder getting through, so traffic is a solid jam back to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, you're looking much better as you make it past the airport, just a little off the pace, we'll call it, and then it opens up at Cypress, but you're still slow from Zumbel out through TRU. Southbound 270, that's slow a little bit north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, that's a good run from Page down through Highway 40, and then you're still looking pretty well jammed up on westbound 270 over in Illinois. They've got a right lane down on the Canal Bridge, and you're backed up now midway between 111 and 203. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, through May, visit your participating Toyota dealer spring tire event where every brand of tire is on sale. Toyota has the right tires at the competitive price. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
right. We are exhausted. You try this for 3 hours, but we'll be, I won't be here tomorrow. I'm on assignment. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad.